When you get a job, you're either given or told a list of what your duties are, and logic dictates those responsibilities are directly associated with the job that you're being paid to do. Our next guest is here to reveal, well, just why that concept need not apply when it comes to the U.S. Department of Justice. Here to explain all this is the senior watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner, Luke Rosiak. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
And WashingtonExaminer.com on the web, as we're going to read Luke's work along with the other journalists. And, the headline of your column on September 3rd does grab your attention. DOJ pays 4,000 employees to do union work at taxpayer expense. And I guess the first question becomes, well, just how much work are these 4,000 doing?
The DOJ is paying for 200,000 hours per year of work, union work. So it's basically the kind of work that a union president might do, and normally that would be funded by dues. But the program that the federal government has is that the essentially management will pay for the very union labor that's working at odds with management in negotiations. They'll just fund it for them, so they don't even have to dip into dues to fund the many union officials and employees that are working as part of these public employee unions.
And if you think of the dollars and cents of those hours, it's important to point out these aren't minimum wage workers doing this work. These are people who are high GS scale pay, and that equates to a lot of money.
Yeah, there are dozens of people who are making in the six figures as high as $165,000 a year, which were originally hired to do ordinary government work at the Department of Justice. And at some point in their career, they shifted over to a union role, but they retained their same title and pay scale, like attorney. So there are attorneys who haven't practiced law in years. In fact, they've maintained that same pay scale and even gotten promotions for tenure, but they haven't been doing anything that assists the Department of Justice with their mission. Instead, they've been doing work exclusively on the basis of, on behalf of the public employees' unions.
And when we say work, because again, you point out in your article, by comparison, AFL-CIO, they have 11 million members. They seem to be able to do all the business they have to do with 459 people versus the 4,000 that we're seeing with the Justice Department. What is it exactly do we know that these people are doing?
Well, the federal managers don't really seem to require a lot of explanation about what it is that they do, how they spend their day. The AFL-CIO comparison is especially remarkable because public employees are limited about what they can bargain about. So typically, the biggest thing that a union might be negotiating in their contract negotiations is pay. And federal employees don't get to negotiate on pay or benefits, and they can't go on strike. There are, OPM rules and government-wide rules that set these things in stone. So the public employee contracts are really negotiating over peripheral issues, which is all the more remarkable why they would need 4,000 people spending 200,000 hours a year just for the Justice Department alone, especially considering that the contracts are in place for several years. In most years, there's no contract to discuss. So one thing that they are doing is representing employees in grievances, and that could be employees who are accused of wrongdoing, and the union will be basically the federal managers are paying taxpayer dollars for people to defend public employees who did something wrong, and they're fighting against being fired, even if there's very good cause to fire this person.
So with Luke Rosiak from the Washington Examiner, WashingtonExaminer.com. His column from September 3rd, DOJ pays 4,000 employees to do union work at taxpayer expense. Can you see the WashingtonExaminer.com? And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I think back, Luke, to I used to work at a government military installation here in northern New Jersey back, way back in the high school days. And I just remember how limited, how restricted, how prohibited you were doing, you were able to do certain things. You couldn't even wear a say if it was an election season, you couldn't even wear a campaign button. There was just no cross-pollination of your life or your whims or your wants versus what your duties were. And it seems like times have changed, at least in the DOJ.
Well, there's no doubt that these are ideological unions that are advocating for certain things. And the reason that I focused on DOJ. This policy, by the way, is called official time. That's
right.
When taxpayers pay for people to do union work. And it's in place at basically every government agency. The reason that I focused on DOJ this week is because there are 26 immigration court judges who are paid to do union work instead of hearing cases in that heavily backlogged system.
Yeah, it's a three-year average to avoid getting an immigration hearing.
Right. I mean, these are judges who are somehow unionized, even though when we think of judges, I mean, that's a job that already has high pay and a
exactly.
lot of independence. But the judges came to DOJ and said, well, we want to be separated from DOJ. We want you to create a whole new government agency and all the attendant costs of that, and we just want to separate from you entirely. We're leaving. And the DOJ was incensed. They said, you know, we're not going to create a new government agency. That's insane, and that's going to cost a lot of money for taxpayers. And the DOJ is mad, but what it really should acknowledge is that it literally paid for the judges to hatch this plan. I mean, the DOJ can't say, oh, I had no idea, I can't believe you're asking us to do this, when they subsidized it via the official time. They were paying for the judges to sit around in union meetings and say, how can we exercise our influence and how can we steer policy for the employees that we represent, which in this case, they want to create a whole new government agency.
Well, though, that sort of gets your attention away from the sewing machine repair supervisor that makes $64,000, doesn't it?
Yeah, when we think about union workers, you know, we think about people who really benefited from unions, coal workers and, miners who were in dangerous conditions for low pay and didn't have any kinds of protections. Of course, public employees have, the Merit Systems Protection Board, numerous procedural steps to prevent them against any kind of wrongful termination. The pay is set across the board by Office of Personnel Management. Unions can't help with that. But the unions represent not only judges, but also, there are many supervisors represented among the employees who get paid to do union work at DOJ. So if even the bosses are unionized, it's like there's a management union. So, for example, apparently we have many people working for Uncle Sam that are sewing machine repair people. And that's their whole job, to repair sewing machines. And they're unionized. But then they also have a sewing machine repair supervisor who is also unionized. So, if the rank and file have their union protecting them for their supervisor, and their supervisor has their own union, it's kind of this ridiculous, I don't even know who's sitting on the other end of the table when you picture this negotiating union labor versus management. If management is unionized, then who's representing, taxpayers' interests here?
Which brings about the question, is there any government oversight agency who is either being made aware of this, should be made aware of this, or have they just looked at it and said, oh, well, what are you going to do?
Well, I don't think that, management of the federal agencies really pushes back against these unions. One of the things that they have negotiated for is more official time. So they'll use official time, they'll use taxpayer dollars to lobby for more taxpayer dollars, and they'll use official time to lobby for more official time. And the managers have said, all right, well, we'll just give in. We don't want to cause any trouble. And with 200,000 hours of this at the agencies alone, it is possible that they're not really doing a whole lot of work. It's kind of like just getting paid for them to have free time. It's kind of a benefit in that respect. So managers, I think, have been very accommodating. The Examiner has been writing about this for a year at a variety of agencies. My colleague Mark Flatton has done great work, and he found that a lot of the managers at these agencies, they didn't want to comment at all. He brought, union abuses to their attention, and they didn't even bother to call back. So there's not a lot of people, managers at the federal level, pushing back against the public employees' unions.
I was going to say, what a surprise, but really not much of a surprise. Again, it's dated September 3rd. DOJ pays 4,000 employees to do union work at taxpayer expense. WashingtonExaminer.com. Written by their senior watchdog reporter, Luke Rosiak. Luke, thanks so much for helping us discover, just one more thing to be annoyed at with our government and how it operates. And thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.